This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 4th, episode 801, brought to you today, Lucas.
By Lucas.
By Back on Track Products. Good morning, Horse World. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday.
Hey, everyone. Happy Hump Day.
Happy Hump Day, baby. Here's to another week. Halfway done. The downhill stretch has finally begun.
Daddy, I want another pony.
They call Wednesday Hump Day. Innocuous jibber-jabber.
So, yeah, I was just saying to Glenn in frustration, how come on Facebook, people that you went to high school with, that you either didn't know or weren't friends with or were two grades away from you, up or down, request you and want to be friends with you on Facebook? I don't get it. There's a person that is three grades below me that has requested me, and I'm like, I didn't even know you. Why do you want to be friends with me on Facebook?
It's the ones, in my case, it was the ones that beat me up that are now requesting to be friends with me on Facebook. It's like,
are you serious?
It's like, well, why would I do that? You know, all I have is bad memories of the bus on the way home, you know? So it's like, why would I go?
Yeah, you're a boy and you rode a bus. Oh, that sucks. You know, that's bad.
Yep.
Yeah, there's like my arch nemesis in high school that has requested me before as a girl. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm not ever going to be friends with you ever. You made my high school years a living hell. Why would I want to be friends with you?
See, they forget that because for them, it wasn't a living hell. So, but they forget what they put you through, you know? So for them, it's no big deal because they didn't live through that. For them, it was just fun.
God, I hate that girl. Sorry.
Mine's name was Jack. What was yours' name? First name.
Her name was Gretchen. Oh, she was such a horrible person to me. And I seriously, like, if your name is Gretchen, I can't be friends with you because your name is that name.
Jack and Gretchen could go together, though. They could be a couple.
She probably slept with him already. Anyway, that is totally not what we're talking about today. This is a radio show about horses. Thank you for joining us here on a Wednesday morning. Yes, I do have a cold. Yes, it was probably a little premature coming back to work. The only thing bad about, like, I can take it. I can get a cold and deal with it. You know, I'm kind of a baby. I've been sick. I've been in bed. But now I got my baby sick. And that is, like, the worst thing in the world. Oh, my gosh. When you have to, like, sit there and listen to your baby cough because you gave it to them. Oh, it's terrible.
We've been working together way too long now. You know, it's been over 3 years maybe? So I've determined we've been working together way too long because we both take a vacation and we both get sick. You know, why is that?
It's really not fair that you did that to me. That's more typical of you than me, so I don't appreciate it.
And I didn't come see you because I was sick, and I didn't want to get you and the baby sick, and it turns out you were sick anyway. So I could have come up. Wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have mattered.
I know. My mother is very upset with you for not showing up and visiting with us. I told her you were sick, and she said she didn't care and that she is really mad at you. But
she wouldn't have wanted the day I was supposed to come up. She would not want to. That was one of my worst days. She would not have wanted me there. It wouldn't have been pleasant.
Well,
so sorry, Mom. Another time she can come down and visit us anytime. She's only 2 hours away.
I know. I'll have to tell her that. I'll tell her that was your retort. So, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
Hopefully, coming up on today's Raise Your Hand If You're Sick of Turkey Leftovers, Back on Track Wednesday edition, Glenn and Jamie will embark on another whirlwind tour of the equine universe, beginning at Planet Trivia, where the atmosphere can turn from winning sunshine to dark storm clouds of regret at the mere sound of a buzzer. And next, we travel to Horse and Country TV System, well known for its cutting-edge entertainment content. And next up, we head home to the planet for some horse health R&R. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Well, thank you very much, Jennifer. It is that time to give us a call. If you want to give a call and play the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia, 347-637-3238, 347-637-3238. Give us a call now. When you call in, please press 1 when it prompts you to do so to be in the host queue. That's how Jennifer knows that you'll be ready to play the game, and we'll be starting that in a few minutes. But first, we have some Daily Winnies to do. Well, my first Daily Winnie, I actually have one of my own and a listener Daily Winnie today. But my Daily Winnie, you know, goes out to all our friends in Ohio. We have lots of listeners in Ohio. We have lots of Ohio people that call. We'll probably have some call this morning to play the wheel. And have you noticed anything about the Ohio people, that they're ruder or they swear more or anything like that? Have you noticed that with any of our callers? We haven't noticed that really, right?
You know, when I lived in Ohio, I actually thought the people were incredibly nice.
Well, apparently that's not necessarily true, because this group that does a study each year, and what they do is they analyze recorded phone calls to customer service departments and things like that, and they took a look at 600,000 phone calls over the past 12 months to determine which state had the rudest people who swore the most. And coming out on top was Ohio. As the rudest state of the people who swore the most. So I don't know. I don't know why. The other states that followed up the top four cursingest states are Maryland, New Jersey, Louisiana, and Illinois. Now, you know, Maryland and New Jersey and Louisiana, I could probably put all in that mix. I don't know how Illinois. Chicago. That's how. So, yeah, they all fit, actually. Kind of fit.
What's now, funny is that the Louisiana doesn't fit, because all the rest of them, like, you could do a sample analysis, but was it done in the summer or winter? If it was done in the winter, those people are angry. They have a lot of snow, they have a lot of rain, and they're irritated. But Louisiana, I don't get it. It's
they're
humid,
just,
I guess.
They're
summertime.
Just drunk. That's they're drunk and swearing a lot, you know. They live in a swamp, for God's sake. I mean, it's Louisiana. Now, the next, I also have the most courteous states, and you're going to be surprised probably to find out that your state was one of the most courteous, Georgia.
Really?
Yeah.
Southern hospitality. How did Arizona fare?
I don't know how you ended up there, because I've heard you swear a lot. So I'm not exactly
sure. True.
South Carolina, North Carolina, and South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia are on the most courteous states. So
was Arizona on the top of the list? Because I find Arizona to be an incredibly friendly place.
But they might be friendly, but apparently they swear a good bit. So.
Yeah, that's probably true.
you're not on the top of the nicest list in Arizona. Neither is Florida.
The southern states, and not surprising, the southern states, because you don't swear in the South. You just say the three simple words, bless their heart. And then that's basically a big F-bomb.
That covers everything.
It's a nicer way to say it. Yeah, it covers everything.
All right, well, let's do, we have a listener Daily Winnie next. Oh, this one's from Uta, who's from Ohio, and I've never heard Uta swear. So she must be the exception to the rule there. She wants to send out a Daily Winnie to a friend of hers that's having a birthday, a person by the name of Kathy McIntyre. So happy birthday, Kathy.
Happy birthday.
And now it's your turn.
Happy birthday. my daily Winnie goes to family today. First of all, to my husband, who has been just super awesome. He is on the floor with the baby right now, sick, and he's not saying he's the only man standing from this illness. So he is doing a great job kind of holding the fort down while I've been just a mess. But it also goes to my mother-in-law, who is currently on an airplane flying across the country into this German-fested house that she is going to stay for the next week, helping me out. And I finally, hopefully, you know, we'll ride sick, but I finally am going to get to ride a horse because my mother-in-law is on her way and I can just hand her the baby. And I've got a whole week of being able to hand the baby to the mother-in-law so I can go ride.
Does she know the baby and you are both sick? Does she know that, or haven't you told her?
She found that out. She found that out yesterday, and she did say, "Would you like me to not come?" And I was like, "Hell no! Get you brought up here. We need you. Let's do this."
She had already booked the tickets by the time you told her, hadn't she?
Exactly. It's too late now. You're in it. You're gonna get sick.
You might as well come. What the heck? You've been sick before.
Exactly.
Why not? That's what parents are for, right? Okay. That's what they're for.
Exactly. So Grandma, come on, Grandma.
All right, we do have a couple of lines open still, unusually, 347-637-3238, and we have a lot of prizes to give away, so we hope that you give us a call. I think that some of the questions might be a little easier this week, so you don't have to worry about that. Just give us a call, 347-637-3238. Jennifer is lining up the callers at this very moment. We're also going to have a review because we both saw, you saw, and I saw, and we never agree on movies. But we did both get to see Hunger Games, so we're going to give a review of that here before the show is over today. So I can't wait to hear what you thought because we haven't talked about it yet. Don't tell me.
We have not. We have not talked about it yet.
I'm surprised you got to go. Did you just hand the baby off to a relative and say, "I'm going to movies"?
Yeah, I went when I was down in Florida. So I said, "Mom, here's the child. Chad and I are going to see a movie." And Chad actually wasn't even that excited. He's not like a super Hunger Games fan. I think he is now after seeing the, you know, the Jennifer, what's her name? The star. She's so incredibly attractive.
Yeah, she looked really good in that black outfit.
Exactly. So I think he's a fan now.
Yeah, they pretty much gave her form-fitting outfits, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah, they were made custom for sure. All right, well, let's get it started. Jennifer's lining up callers, so let's open it up.
It's time for the EquityMSG.com Wheel of Trivia, where every week, unsuspecting horse enthusiasts call the show with illusions of trivia grandmaster dancing in their heads, willing to risk all for their chance to spin the wheel and possibly win some fantastic prize. Or answer incorrectly and have torn away every ounce of equestrian street cred they have, like an old bell boot.
That's right. It is time to play. JB is going to give you the categories that we have today in just a minute here. We are playing for some fantastic prizes. We have some new ones on the wheel. We have some people that wanted to, companies that wanted to get their prizes in here in December. So we'll be doing that. And if you get the answer correct, I will ring a bell. I've lost my bell. The turkey ate the bell. I don't know where the bell went.
Are you kidding me? You didn't plan ahead?
Ding, ding,
your
ding,
little
ding,
bell
ding,
song?
Ding. That's the new bell today. Ding, 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 ding. I do have this, though, for the wrong answers. I didn't lose that, but I can't find my bell.
It's incredibly loud.
Is it? All right. We'll turn that back a little bit. All right. Well, is the bell loud enough? Ding, 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 ding. Can you hear that? Is it good?
Yeah, the bell is loud and annoying.
Oh, good. 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 Well, let's start today with, oh, look, it's Kathy, the birthday girl, the one we just gave our daily Winnie to.
Oh, you're kidding. Hey. Happy birthday, Kathy.
Thank you.
Thank you for
welcome
calling.
Welcome to Horses in the Morning.
Thanks.
So here, what we're going to do now is I'm going to go over the categories, and then you get to pick one. You get to answer a question, and once I ask you, you have 5 seconds to answer it, and you'll either hear the ding or the basketball buzzer. So the categories this morning are Where in the World, Blaze of Glory, it's from the research department of Blaze Kids Radio, or previously on Horses in the Morning, and that's the category, if you listen to the show religiously, that you'll want to pick. Question first, real quick, did you ride your horse on Thanksgiving?
I didn't have my new horse on Thanksgiving. I got him Monday.
Oh!
You just got a new horse?
Yeah, for my birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. What is it? Tell us everything.
He is a 15-2 Red Dun quarter horse gelding. And I brought him
and what
home
do we plan on doing?
Day before yesterday, and we rode him yesterday. His name was JR, but I don't like human names for horses, and I didn't particularly like J.R. Ewing, so I changed his name to Cinnabar.
Cinnabar.
So it
that
ends
is
with a hard R. Yeah, as long as you end their name with the same sound, they'll come.
If they came before, yes. My horses all come. You can call them a-holes. As long as you shake a bucket of grain, they'll come. I mean, they don't care.
That's true.
Very true.
Well, that's a great birthday present. And I assume very well broke and all that stuff?
Yes, I'm getting a little older. I had to have something very well broke.
Well,
good for you. Good for you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy.
Was this a gift we knew about or was it a surprise?
Well, I've been looking for a while. You know, it takes a while to find the right one. I told my husband it's probably harder to pick out a horse than it is to pick out a husband.
Oh, heck yeah, girl. I'm with you. Now, but this is what's interesting about this is that you said it was a birthday gift. However, you basically told your husband what to get you, and I love that.
Well, I found that works best with men.
Yeah. Genius. I love it. It's like at Christmas time, I'm like, here's the catalog. I've circled everything that I want. I'm just going to place it maybe on the coffee table. And if you happen go ahead.
I was going to say, and then if you have everything lumped together, because see, it's my birthday, it's Christmas. And then if you plan to get married within another month period, which I did both times, you can add your anniversary gift in there too and get something really big.
Genius. Love it. Good idea. All right. Back to the game. What category would you like? Where in the World, Blaze of Glory, or previously on Horses in the Morning?
Well, Blaze of Glory and Where in the World pertain to two radio shows. I have not been a frequent listener. I've only listened for 2 weeks here. So I swear in the world.
Where in the World, good one. Although the previously on Horses in the Morning is from the last couple of shows. If you do want to change your idea, but Where in the World is fantastic too. Here's the question for you. The Florida Cracker Horse is named for the Floridian cowboys who use the sound of a whip cracking to move cattle around. Name another breed of horse with an American state in its name.
The Missouri Foxtrotter.
Ding, 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 ding. Exactly. Yes,
girl,
very good.
Yeah, you got it.
I don't know if I would have come
cool.
up with that one first. I probably would have come up with Tennessee Walker.
I've been looking at horses.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That's now, perfect for you. I would have said the American Quarter Horse, but then because it said America.
Not a state.
I know. I would have choked. Good job.
All right. Well, let's see if we can get you something. We'll see if we can get you something good for your new horse here.
All right.
Spinning the wheel. We do have a box of crap still in there. Jennifer's crap.
Oh.
Still haven't given that away yet.
I got enough boxes of crap.
Oh, well, this is going to be something really good for your new horse. Enjoy Yum's Treats. It's a little delightful treat that both you and your horse will love. They're made out of simple, pure foods that horses have been thriving on for centuries. Oats and human-grade rice bran have a naturally sweet nuttiness that horses find irresistible. Apples and a touch of molasses give the cookies a delicious taste and aroma. Just open the bag and experience the fresh-baked aroma for yourself at alittlepetvet.com. Enjoy Yum's Horse Treats. You get a gift pack from them. That's perfect.
All right, cool.
Yay.
That'll be here just in time for his Christmas.
Yes, yes. And we want to see a picture of him eating them, okay?
Oh, okay. No problem.
Right. So post that on our Facebook page. Will you hold on, Kathy, and happy birthday again.
Thank you much. Have a good day. Bye.
All right, next we are going to Lindsay from Indiana.
Hello, Lindsay.
Hey, Jamie. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? How are things up in Indiana? We were just, we were talking about Illinois. I was going to say people in your state cuss a lot, but no, that was Illinois.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, well, I live close enough to Chicago, so I'm pretty sure I see some of that effect in my life. Actually, it's just cold and rainy.
Cold and rainy. That's awesome. That sounds beautiful. Perfect riding weather, huh?
Yeah, perfect weather for holding out inside while my husband tears my kitchen apart.
Oh, boy. Are you getting a little work done in the house?
Yeah, we're doing a major remodel.
Cool. Well, very good. Just in time for Christmas. Hopefully, you'll have a house full of people. If it was anything like my remodel that happened about 6 months ago, it was supposed to be done 2 weeks before the baby came, and they started 2 days after the baby came and didn't finish until 4 weeks after the baby came. So it was a perfect mix of contractors and infant at the same time. So how's that going to work for Christmas? Do you have people coming in? It can all happen at the same time?
We aren't having people coming in this year, but this remodel has been going on for a couple of years and will continue to go on for a few years more because we have an old fixer-upper farmhouse that we bought and we're pretty much going room by room on it.
Oh, well, that's cool, though. Congratulations on that. That sounds lovely. So the question of the day, did you ride your horse on Thanksgiving?
Sadly, I didn't because I don't have one yet, but my husband gave me the go-ahead to start shopping here in the
Oh, look at you. Give you applause,
nice.
Too.
What are you going to be in the market for?
Trail horse. Ideally, I love quarter horses or a stock horse cross, but we'll see what comes up.
You know what's crazy, Glenn, is that, you know, for so long, we've seen these really bad ads and people just trying to unload horses. We just talked to somebody who just bought a horse. We're talking to somebody who is looking for a horse. And in the past week, two people have uncomfortably come to my door, knocked on my door and asked me if any of my horses were for sale.
Huh.
What is that?
I don't know. Is there all of a sudden a shortage? It's like...
I know, right? Somebody came to my door yesterday and asked if any of my horses were for sale. And she was like 6'4". And I was like, what are you going to ride in my yard? You're like, you need a draft horse. My God. Anyway, sorry. She's a tall girl. All right. Well, what category would you like, Lindsay? Where in the world? Blaze of Glory. It's from the research department of Blaze Kids Radio. Or previously on Horses in the Morning.
Let's go. Or previously on horses.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. I don't even know the answer to this one. Glenn, should I go with number one?
Sure.
Okay. What type of packing material do Rose and her merry band of elves use at Equus now?
I know it's something green and environmentally friendly, but I don't know the name of it.
Ding, 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 ding. I'll give that to you. That means you listened. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah,
that
they
call was pretty they, darn close.
That was. That was pretty good. They call it earth friendly over there at Equus now, but you're right. You were exactly right. So good job.
She said green and friendly. Got to give it to her.
Yep. No, I didn't think she'd get that either. I had to think about it. And I was on the show. All right. Let's spin the wheel.
That's funny.
All right, well, let's see. Let's hope you missed the bags of box of crap. I saw Jennifer gathering that up the other day. Oh, this is a great prize. And it's something that we have not given away before here on the wheel, but it's something that we all want. You win the 2014 Monet calendar. And this is by Rerun. And I don't know if you followed our show for a long time, but we're big fans of Rerun and the Monet artwork. This is the artwork that is done by the very famous racehorses. And she goes around to the different barns, and the racehorses paint the art with their noses.
I've not heard of it before. It sounds cool.
Oh, it is really, really cool.
Oh, it's awesome. I've been trying to buy the Zenyatta print for quite some time, and a lot of times they'll use their silk colors, like Zenyatta's was the pink and the turquoise, and the horses actually either use their nose or hold a paintbrush and actually dip the brushes in the paint and put it on this piece of paper. And they are absolutely beautiful paintings that they come out as. And you get the calendar of all of them. I'm totally jealous. It's such a cool thing.
Well, and this year's too, we have Animal Kingdom, Funny Side, Cigar, who Jamie and I spent a little quality time with, Shackleford, Einstein, Stormcat, Went the Day Well. So there's a whole bunch of really cool resources that have contributed to the calendar. And I wanted to let everybody know that from December 8th to December 15th, they are selling the latest original paintings by some thoroughbreds on eBay. You just go to eBay and look up Monet. They're 16 by 20 original paintings. They use a brush, their muzzle, whiskers, tongue, whatever the horse will do is what she uses. And a lot of them will take their tongue and stick it in the paint and then rub it all over. It's really funny. But she has some coming out by Stormcat. She has Stormy Atlantic, Shackleford, Bodie Meister, Wise Dan, Kitten's Joy. So there's some really cool ones that are coming up to auction December 8th through the 15th, and that is the benefit Rerun. So this is a good cause and some great paintings, terrific holiday gifts that are going to be available here shortly. But the Monet Mary, we call her, she will make sure to get your calendar out to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, hold on, Lindsay. And good luck horse hunting. Let us know how you make out.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, Lindsay's on hold there.
Yes.
We have Happy Barbie in New Jersey going to the other side of the country.
Oh,
hey, Barbie.
Hold on. I hear the landscapers. Hold on. I'm trying to walk away. Do you hear me okay?
We can hear you fine.
Okay, perfect. Good. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Do y'all get the distinct impression that Barbie's life is like complete chaos all the time and she pulls it together when she calls us?
Yes.
That's it.
I've talked to her off the air, and that is the way it is. It's pretty much describes the whole thing right there.
I love it. I'm either sleeping or 100 miles an hour.
All right, we have to go here so we can get a couple in.
Okay, here we go. Where in the world, Blaze of Glory, or previously on Horses in the Morning?
I'll go with Blaze. I'm just winging it.
Okay. Now, I don't understand the origin of this question, but if you've listened to the show, maybe you'll know. What is the best story to tell a runaway horse?
Well, I mean, that's sort of half there. What do you think?
I think that's pretty good. It's a tale of woe.
A tale of woe, right.
A tale of woe. Well, okay. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, I wanted to tell you guys, though. I know you wanted to listen to this, too, but I got a gift certificate for $25
Equus Now?
No, the other one.
Equestrian Collections.
Yeah, I got a gift certificate from Equestrian. Gosh, I go on there every day. And I ordered a blanket for my new pony, Max, and it's coming on Friday. I'm so excited. So I'll take a picture and I'll show you guys. And the saplings that I got a long time ago, I finally got the nerve to use it because it smells really bad, but it's fixing. Gaston has cracks behind his knees from the draft horses. Get this. It's so sad. And I finally broke down and finally used it, and it's working like a charm. So I'm going to take a picture of that, too. So I got some pictures I got to put up. And then we're gonna hopefully go and try to see Santa this weekend too. So I got some pictures I got to put up of the boys. So you'll see them on Horse in the Morning.
Very
good. Awesome. Well, let's We're going to give her that, Glenn. She said, whoa, a tale of woe. So that's pretty good. Let's go ahead and let her spin the wheel.
All right, let's see what you won here. Okay, well, I'm afraid this time is not going to be quite as good. Yes, you won Jennifer's box of crap.
I'm so excited. Especially as Jennifer says she doesn't want you saying Jennifer's crap anymore. She wants to say just crap, not Jennifer's crap.
Well, now we don't have to say it anymore because she's going to send her box of crap out to you. So,
I can't wait. I'll have to put up another picture. Oh, my goodness. I'm off to hire a photographer.
I've never seen anybody so excited about a box of crap before, Jamie.
That lady didn't want the crap. I wanted the crap. I was hoping for the crap. See?
Barbie, I love you. I love you so much. Go take your meds.
All right.
Go take your meds.
See you, Barbie.
Ciao.
Hold on.
All right, that's all we have time for. We actually have Victoria holding on here. We have a couple things we have to do before we get over to England with her. So let's mention EquityMFG.com. They're the sponsor of the wheel. And I got to tell you, Jamie, I got a letter from Joseph, who runs Equity. Maybe we've had on the show here a couple weeks ago. And he said they had a fantastic Thanksgiving week with orders. He said people are ordering the manure forks for the holidays for gifts. So apparently our listeners are chiming in. We appreciate everybody doing that. We've been telling you for weeks now that these manure forks, whether it's the shake and fork or the flex and fork, make the perfect holiday gift. And, you know, we mean that. They truly will make whoever you buy them for really, really happy. Now, the other day I had something happen yesterday. My landlord, who lives in the house next door, and we share a barn, really neat guy, retired 2-star general. And I kept telling him, when you bring the horses in the next time, because his horses make just a pigsty out of the stalls. And I said, use the shake and fork, use the motorized one. You're going to love this because he's a gadget guy. Well, he told me yesterday he used it and he said it was so much fun. He said, I never had so much fun cleaning a stall before. So he just loved it, you know, and he's a gadget guy. So, you know, if you have a gadget guy in your life and you force him to go out there and clean stalls, get the shake and fork. I know it's not cheap, but it's going to be worth it. You know, it'll be worth $200 to you to have your husband or your boyfriend going out and cleaning your stalls for you and not bitching about it and actually wanting to, because it's so cool to do.
Yeah.
And that's what the shake and fork does. And so, you know, I told him, use it anytime you want. And he said, it just took half the time. I saved a lot of bedding. The same thing. Everybody says the same thing when they use these forks. So I'm actually going to be ordering him one for Christmas. That's what I'm going to get him for Christmas. Hope he wasn't listening to this. I know it's sometimes. So anyway, but we're going to get him one for Christmas. So they got us something for Christmas too, Jamie. I didn't get the chance to tell you, but they put in a new kitchen in our house last week. So we have a brand new kitchen right now. But if you want a shake and fork or a flex and fork, you can find them at equitymfg.com. Hop on over to there. And another product that you want to take a look at, it really provides a product of health for you or your horses or your pets, and that is from Back on Track Products. Bo from Back on Track was here a couple weeks ago, too, telling us about all the different products that would make great holiday gifts that really provide some therapy for you or for your horses or for your dog. So hop on over to backontrackproducts.com today. You put them on your list of shopping places to go and order your products today. They're shipping out a ton of products right now directly to you. Tell them that you heard about all of their terrific therapeutic products on Horses in the Morning. We would really appreciate that, and I'm sure Bo would as well. Hop on over to backontrackproducts.com. Well, now we're going next over to England, who we know that Victoria is not doing any shopping at all right now because she's probably too busy just keeping up with life. But Victoria from Horse and Country TV, let's say hello to her right after this.
Now it's time for the European Report with Horse and Country TV.
Hey, Victoria.
Good morning to you both.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
I'm very well, thank you. And I'm certainly not doing any shopping. I haven't even thought about Christmas shopping yet. So I'm getting to the nervous stage.
Hey, before we go on with anything else, I got to ask you, is Black Friday over there the same as what is here? And by that, I mean, do people like kill each other and beat the crap out of each other in line and wait for a week at the door to get all the good sales and stuff?
It's not a thing here. I mean, I think it's only been in the news that we see you guys fighting over everything. But it's not a big thing here, mostly because British people are too polite. And so we would just queue up and stand there and say after you and then go home and feel very angry about it. But no, we would just have politely. British people are very good at queuing. We could make a national sport out of it.
That's funny. Well, we haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. By the way, are you on speaker because you're very quiet for us this morning?
I am on speaker, I'm afraid. I don't have my headset.
Okay. Well, just speak up. So tell us what is going on over there in jolly old England, in the polite country.
Well, we haven't had a top show jumper in the world rankings for 20 years. And in the last few months, we've had two. So Ben Mayer went to number one a couple of months ago. And then he's just been knocked off by another Brit. And so Scott Brash, who grew up about 10 miles from where I did, he is now the world's number one show jumper. And he's only in his mid-20s, and he's a very unassuming laid-back guy, and it's just so great to see after a period a bit in the wilderness that we're now back on top of the world.
He grew up just 10 miles from you. Now are you wishing that you'd like dated and married him because he has all these cool horses to ride?
He's quite a bit younger than me, so I think by the time I was leaving Scotland to come down to London, he would probably still be in his early teens.
Okay.
he wasn't really mounted here. I remember when I was growing up and I was competing in Pony Club, he was show jumping and competing on ponies, and his dad was a big sort of name on the show jumping circuit, and all the kids went into show jumping. But he's just climbed his way up quite gradually, and then last year he got the ride on Hello Sanctus, who was his Olympic horse, and of course that horse has taken him team gold at the Olympics, and he's now suddenly got this amazing string, and he's European and Olympic champion, and now he's just won the Longines Global Champions Tour. He's doing really well in the World Cup Series, and he seems to be doing nothing wrong at the moment.
Wow. Well, terrific. And a little Scottish pride there for you, huh?
Yeah,
definitely. Half your age plus seven. Half your age plus seven, Victoria. That makes it okay. So, do the math.
I'm glad my boyfriend's not listening to this. but yeah, it's just it's so great to see. And who'd have thought that Scotland would be boasting one of the best tennis players in the world and the best show jumpers in the world? If you'd asked me that 20 years ago, I'd have probably laughed.
I got to say, too, you just mentioned Longines, which I got, you know, between that and Rolex, and we've asked this question and nobody's been able to give us a good answer. Nobody buys watches anymore. How are these companies still spending millions of dollars in sponsorships for anything?
I'm not sure that people don't buy watches. I mean, I think Longines and Rolex like the kind of luxury nature of top horse sport. And you kind of forget sometimes that we're all there struggling with our budgets and running our horses and spending all our spare money on them and paying for them to have new shoes instead of us. But I've been to some big top European shows, and there's so much money and so much glamour, and you can see why they're both kind of falling over themselves to be involved. And yeah, I think some people must not be affected by the credit crunch and are still merrily buying top class watches.
I guess. I can't tell you last time I bought a watch. Well, Tina Cook is also heading on over to the eventing side of the house. And of course, you guys have some terrific eventers over there. Tell us a little bit about how Tina ended up in the news.
Well, she has just been inducted into the British Horse Society Hall of Fame, which is a gallery that's held at the Household Cavalry, which is a barracks in central London. And every year there's new inductees into this Hall of Fame. So Tina Cook is up there, but not with Miner's Frolic, her famous Olympic horse, but Zara Phillips Toy Town is the equine latest inductee. So both of them have gone into the Hall of Fame, and very well deserved, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I've been watching Tina ride for years and years and years. So she definitely should be there. And then a story that we have talked about a couple times on the show here, and you must be excited. I don't know if you've seen it yet or you're planning on heading to the old home country to check it out, but the world's largest equine sculptures.
Yes, indeed. They're known as the Kelpies. And I just think they're beautiful. You know, I was a little bit worried because sometimes artwork of that stature can just not quite come off or can look a bit strange. And I just think these are absolutely stunning. They're huge, big heads of horses that are next to a motorway in Scotland so people can see them as they drive past. And they are said to celebrate the Scottish heritage and the working horse and its role in history. And I just think they're really beautiful. So if you haven't seen them yet, do head onto our website and there's a picture on our homepage of the famous new statues, the Kelpies.
These things are 100.
I think they're gorgeous too.
Yeah, they're 100 feet high. I mean, they're huge, and they used what there was something like 100 tons of steel to make these things. Tell us about the area where they're at.
Well, it's not an area of Scotland I know massively well, but it's basically next to a canal, the canal side of in Falkirk, and so it is all about like working and heritage of Scotland, and it's you know, Scotland has been hit with the credit crunch, and it's just great to see money being poured and invested into this area and to do something quite so striking. And I think it is going to draw people from far and near to see the Kelpie. So hopefully it will regenerate some income for the local area.
Well, that's terrific. They're certainly going to stand out because judging by the video that you guys have on horseandcountry.tv, there is nothing else that's tall remotely even around it.
Yes, so there's very few areas of Scotland that are flat. So that is one of them. Usually in Scotland, you can't go 2 feet without having to climb a hill.
Well, tell us about the video of the week.
Oh, my God. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I want it. Is it for sale? I need it.
It's called Gucci by all apparently, and so you can kind of see why, because this pony is worth its weight in gold. Somebody uploaded it to our website yesterday, and I had a quick look, and I just fell in love with it. It's a little girl, a tiny little girl who's barely old enough to sit in the saddle, and her Shetland pony. And when I was a little kid, my mum bought me a Welsh pony because Shetlands have a bit of a reputation of being a bit naughty, and so I went straight to a Welsh pony.
I had 2 Shetlands. I guess.
Were they very naughty?
Oh, yeah, of course they were. If you could catch them, you could maybe ride them, and then you couldn't put a saddle on them because you have to kind of fling yourself on them as they took off. But you learn a lot, you know? But this Shetland pony is as opposite of my Shetlands as it gets.
It's so sweet. And there's lots of stills in the video of like the little girl hugging her pony, and they do everything from showing. And I think they're pretty smart. You know, they're winning a sash at one point, and then they're dressed up in fancy dress, and he's just the saintliest little Shetland. And there just seems to be a real bond between the little girl and her pony, and it's just so nice to see. And she's so small, I think she's going to be able to keep the ride on him for several more years. So I hope they go on and have lots more fun experiences. But so glad that we were sent the video, and it's definitely worth a watch, although I got a bit teary during it. So just be warned in case you're in a meeting and trying to watch it on the fly.
I don't have the sound on, so that's how I can kind of avoid the teariness. But, oh, my gosh, this is the saintliest pony I've ever seen. She's just tiny, and she's got, like, one of those little lead line saddles on and doing little lead line classes. Oh, adorable. And what's amazing, the part that really got me was in a wide open field with grass. She's actually riding the pony around, and he's not trying to graze.
There's a great bit later on when the little girl's leading the pony at a trot, and they run up to a branch, and the pony doesn't do anything naughty. He or she just suddenly decides that, no, she's going to go this way instead. But the little girl just carries on, and they just trot around in a big circle instead. But I just love, it reminded me so much of laying down logs when I was little and trying to make my ponies jump over them. It's just so cute.
Oh, yeah. It's really cute.
So now, is the little guy, Jamie, is he going to have a Shetland for his first horse?
I haven't decided whether he'll have a Shetland or I'll just go straight to the POA or a Welsh pony. I don't know. It's all going to be about personality, but by God, this baby's getting a pony.
Well, I have to say, having been given a Welsh pony, which was a bit by accident, my mum went to buy a fully grown hunter for herself and came out with a little six-month-old Welsh Section B foal when she was pregnant with me. And this pony was quite sweet when I was on the lead rein and looked after me. But the minute she came off the lead rein, she was absolutely horrible and I used to fall off seven times in one day. So there's no guarantee that skipping a Shetland means that you're going to skip the naughty first pony stage.
Oh, no, there's no guarantee with a pony at all. I mean, I have a POA pony that's boarded here, and the girl events it, and it is just the most spectacular pony. I'll never be able to afford it, once she outgrows it. But spectacular pony, goes out and runs cross-country, just awesome. However, he still has that moment where he's like, I'm done with you. And he bucks her off and runs away. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just, it's a pony thing. And I think the ponies are designed to teach character and to build character. And if you're going to really, as a kid, stick with it, you need to stick with your pony. So we'll see. We'll see what I end up with.
You could just go straight onto a warm blood dressage horse and skip out that whole stage.
Yeah, but then I have to tack it up for him, and I want him to learn.
One particular breed of pony I don't recommend for your little one is a Hackney. I think I have the exception to that. I have the exception to that rule. Jenny Rudel is your counterpart over there at Horse and Country TV. Apparently, you had something premiering here soon.
Yes, she does her fortnightly show, Rudel's Roundup, where she goes to different events. And the next episode is a roundup of some of her highlights from a year of shows and competitions and interviews. And that's premiering on Monday at 8:30 here in the UK. But you can also watch a sneak preview on our website at horseandcountry.tv/video.
We figured, Jenny filled in for you some time ago now here on the show, and she hasn't been back since, so we figured we must have insulted her some way.
I think it takes a lot to insult Jenny. She's a riding instructor and she's not a TV presenter, so
okay.
She's used to shouting at people and being sworn at, so I think you'll be okay.
All right. So we didn't piss her off. That's all I wanted to check. And then one other, a new gallery that you guys started.
Yes, we have our latest new gallery is all about those really bizarre faces that horses like to pull when there's a camera around. You know, the ones kind of curling their lips or showing their teeth or just generally looking a bit silly. When you want them to look all sweet and adorable, they decide to play up to the camera. So if you head to the gallery section on our website, you can see some great photos that we've already got.
Very good. Now, do you guys have any specific Christmas or holiday programming that you do over the next couple of weeks?
Well, we've got some Christmas highlights coming up. We've got a new episode of Kelly's Angels, which is Kelly Marks, who is Monty Roberts' protege. So that's coming up. And we've got another new episode of Yard Talk and Masterclass, which is when we go out and meet a top rider and find out all about their career and then get them to do a masterclass for us. We've got one coming up with a top dressage rider, Andrew Gold. So that should be really good. So lots to look forward to over the Christmas break.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Victoria, for joining us again today. It's horseandcountry.tv. We appreciate you being here.
My pleasure. Speak to you next week.
Bye, Victoria.
Bye, Victoria. Bye. Well, there you go. I was wondering how she would say the name of the statues, because we've been saying Kelpies, but I didn't know if that was right, but apparently it was right. So now I know
that. You did it.
Yes, we've been saying it the right way. I figured if anybody should know, it should be Victoria. Well, let's take a break here. We are going to hear from EasySignsOnline.com, another option for your holiday shopping. And then I'm going to play a holiday song for you because Jamie will let me now. I'm allowed to do it now legally because Jamie has a rule.
After and it's, Thanksgiving.
It's after Thanksgiving. So how about Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Templeton Thompson. We'll do that right after.
Love.
All right. Right after we hear from Easy Signs Online. We'll be back. Of course, it's Wednesday, so it's Horse Health Report a little later on.
With Christmas season fast approaching, it's time to start planning a custom gift that will last for many years to come. Visit our friends at EasySignsOnline.com and browse their unique website for their many custom sign options and styles.
With affordable prices for customized signs starting at $39.95, your holiday gift-giving just got easier. Their step-by-step online sign ordering process allows you to choose only the sign options you want and see all the pricing up front. From horse farm entrance signs, vinyl banners, magnetic vehicle signs to stall nameplates, and much, much more for every horse owner.
They ship to every state in the U.S., so take advantage of an additional 10% off coupon to all Horse Radio Network listeners. Simply mention HRN13 when ordering. That's HRN13. A $75 order minimum for discount. Cannot be combined with other discounts or coupons. Free shipping also applies to most sign orders, so see the website for details.
Place your order early to allow plenty of time for Christmas delivery. Check out the website today at EasySignsOnline.com. That's EasySignsOnline.com or call them at 1-800-640-8180. That's 1-800-640-8180.
Now, days of yore. And faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow.
Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Templeton Thompson. You can find all of her music at templetonthompson.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I'm Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, back from the world of the sick. And she is in Phoenix, Arizona. And, of course, Coach Jen on the other side of the studio here this morning, who is producing for us today and is also host of the Horse Tip Daily Show. If you haven't checked it out yet, please do hop on over to horsetipdaily.com. Today's show is brought to you by Back on Track Products. You can find all of their terrific therapeutic products at backontrackproducts.com. Well, we thought that we would do something a little bit different today. We will have Dr. Jones back with us live here next Wednesday. But we thought for the weekly horse health report this week that we would replay, go back in time a little bit, 2 years ago, to a show that we did with Michelle Anderson from thehorse.com and Dr. Jones from Florida Equine right before Christmas. I think it was the week before Christmas in 2011. And we did a special episode on Christmas vet emergencies. And I know we have a ton of new listeners since then that haven't heard this episode. So we thought we'd replay that for you over the next few minutes. I think you'll enjoy Dr. Jones from Florida Equine talking about her Christmas vet emergencies and some of the things that she's come into contact with around Christmas time. So we're going to play that for you now as our weekly horse health report. And Dr. Jones will be back with us next week. Jennifer, I'm sure, has something really horrible and horrific plan to talk about that will just gross me out. So, I'm sure that you have that planned. But let's take a listen.
It's time for the weekly health report from horse.com. Fantastic information and their attempt to ruin Glenn's lunch every week.
Well, we do have Michelle Anderson here with us for the weekly Horse Health Report and Dr. Jones. Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Yeah, well, I wonder, is Florida, Dr. Jones, kind of like Arizona, where it's hard to get in the spirit because it's warm?
Absolutely, absolutely. The day after Thanksgiving is usually in the 70s, maybe 80s, and my husband complained all weekend long that putting up Christmas lights and sweating just doesn't seem right.
Yeah. If we did the tree, we skipped the lights this year. I was like, you know, it's too hot outside. People are hating us right now, by the way.
Well, we're 10 degrees in Central Oregon right now.
Oh, there you go.
And then we feel sorry.
And I saw three jogging Santa Clauses this morning when I drove into town. So
I was going to ask you, what is it like being in the North Pole? Is Santa just hanging out everywhere? Do you see him at the local Starbucks? What's the deal?
Well, you know, Bend, Oregon's not a bad place to be. So, it's chilly. But if Santa's hanging around here, I don't blame him.
Well, this is definitely, this is the last show before Christmas. So I know, Michelle, that you guys had some kind of Christmas stories planned. And, you know, I think that, of course, Dr. Jones from Florida Equine needs no introduction. So why don't you go ahead and just take it away?
Okay. Well, Dr. Jones, we were talking about Christmas time and calls that you've gotten from clients on Christmas Day. And so what kind of calls have you gotten unexpected on Christmas Day when you'd like to be hanging out by the Christmas tree?
Well, you know what? I think most of my clients like to hang out by the Christmas tree, too, and like to spend time with family because, thank goodness, I don't get that many calls at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'd rather manage them and then call me out a couple days later. But, No, I've had colics, and as everybody knows in the horse world, colics can't be ignored. And so I've had numerous colics on Christmas Day, and, you know, first thing in the morning, it's usually when it happens. One in particular, this lady lived alone, and she was a very well-established writer and did a very good job, self-taught, and did some lessons, and she had a colic. And the family had just walked in. Actually, it was early afternoon when she called for her colic. And the family had just walked in to have dinner. And one of my family members said, hey, can I ride along? I've never seen you work. And I said, sure. So as we're driving out, I said, well, I said, don't be surprised if this lady tells you her tales of woe. She did get caught up in some sort of, I don't know, Ponzi scam or something at her work where they took her 401Ks and it was all gone. And it seemed like every time I had been out there recently, she had been telling me and retelling me her story of how she lost her money, which is not anything to snicker at or anything like that. But sometimes after the third or fourth or fifth time hearing the story, it kind of gets a little old. That's why I pre-warned my family member that, you know, this discussion may come up. And we get out there and the horse is completely fine. She proceeded to, you know, proceeded to examine the horse, and we went ahead and gave a Bantamine shot just in case, but the horse seemed to be doing okay. I didn't oil the horse, and told her, you know, give me a call if things get worse. But I really think she was just lonely,
oh.
I hate to say. And my family member was not disappointed. They did hear the whole discussion of their lost 401k and that sad story of her life. But, you know, we wished her a Merry Christmas and continued on home. So, but yeah, they're really not the most pleasant. I didn't have any, knock on wood, I didn't have any deaths on Christmas, but I did have one family who had consistently, and it was absolutely humorous the second year, consistently had only one colic in the year, and it was on Christmas Day. And they had it 2 years in a row on Christmas Day.
So,
oh, no.
So I did, and the horses did get oiled when I went out there because they were truly colicking and they were truly having an issue. And the entire tribe of the kids were out there, you know, and at that time the kids were, you know, 10 years of age or younger. And so now they're in their 20s, so this has been quite some time ago. And now we have a standing joke that every Christmas Eve I call them up and tell them to bran mash the horse Christmas Eve night. Not that that's any kind of preventative for colic, but I thought, well, that'd be better than nothing. Or give them a Bantamine or something on Christmas Eve night so they don't call me on Christmas Day. But it's a standing joke now between their family and my family that they need the bran mash on Christmas Eve night.
So is there someone else responsible for making the Christmas ham just in case you get called out?
Oh, my husband is a fantastic cook, and if he wasn't a fantastic cook, by this time he would have starved. We've been married 19 years, and he was a very good cook when I met him and still is a fantastic cook, and he pretty much knows he would starve if he would have to rely on me to cook because I'm never home.
Yeah, I think I'd like having an excuse to pop out and let someone else do the Christmas cooking.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when it comes to the accessories, I do those, but we got plenty of family members that can jump in and help out with those if I have to leave. But no, I've been very, very blessed, I have to say, on Christmas that I don't have to get up and leave. And now that I've got a three-year-old, it's even more paramount for me to be home when the Christmas wrapping, unwrapping, the way you want to call it, occurs first thing in the morning. So I do hope this Christmas, I got my fingers crossed, that I will get another colic call and we can actually get through the presents before I get the call.
I think we can all cross our fingers and knock on some wood on that and have healthy horses on Christmas Day.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. But anyway, yeah, it's, I guess because the weather is warm and it's consistently warm, the whole week. It's not like an abrupt change of weather. We don't get very many calls on Christmas Day, and I do think a lot of people don't want to call the vet on Christmas Day because they'd rather spend it with their family instead. So I think about it that way.
Yeah.
And the emergency vet call rate is 5 times normal on Christmas
Day. That's true.
I'll be honest. Mine is no different on Christmas Day than it is on the weekends. My husband has preached that I should have it higher on Christmas Day than any other day of the year. And I do know practices that do that.
Yeah. Well, do you have any advice for horse owners that may be looking at a real emergency on Christmas Day and are a little bit nervous about bothering the veterinarian?
What I always tell my clients is I'd rather have the phone call that there's a problem, mm-hmm. and if we can talk it over the phone, I at least know that I will be calling them back in an hour to see if the horse is any better, because if not, I've already prepared my family that I may have to leave in an hour, and we can get everything lined up, food-wise, mm-hmm. whatever we need to, we can maybe get through the presents in an hour, and in an hour, they'll either go play with their gifts, have some more cocktails and appetizers while I run out and take care of this call. So I always think prepping your vet that you have a situation helps more than anything else, rather than trying to milk it through yourself and then 4 or 6 hours later it becomes a bigger mess.
Yeah.
And the vet has to come like yesterday, you know, that quickly,
mm-hmm.
that it's a little bit unnerving, I think, for veterinarians who have families, especially those with kids. So
yeah.
Communication has always been key in my practice, and I think that's the way that veterinarians and clients can get along the best is if they just are honest with each other, say, look, it's Christmas, I don't want you out here, but if I have to, you know, this is what's going on, what can I do in the meantime? Honesty is best.
Yeah, well, good to know. So what's everyone getting their horses for Christmas? Have you guys talked about that all today?
We haven't talked about it today. I did ask our listeners, do most of them actually get their horses a Christmas present or your pets? Like, because, I mean, we have 3 dogs, 3 chickens, a guinea pig, 3 horses. So my gift bill would really be high. So I was thinking of just making everybody treats or only giving the good animals treats.
Oh, but they would know.
I'm like, only one chicken actually lays eggs. The other ones are worthless. And then my guinea pig is potentially just pretty much worthless. And I only have 1 well-behaved dog and 1 well-behaved horse. So really, that's a more cost-effective way to go. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. My horses are doing exactly the same thing.
I have to ask Dr. Jones, you know, I've always wondered, you know, we've been talking about what horse husbands should get their wives and what's the approved gift for horse wives and not approved. But you add veterinarian onto that list. Is it hard to buy gifts for you? Do people, like, not know what to get you, or do you get strange vet things?
I get strange vet things. I'll tell you that. I get very, very strange vet things that they think are going to be, like, exciting for me to have. I've gotten some really unique ornaments, and that's all I can say. I can't even describe them. But the ornaments don't really make it back on the tree, if you know what I mean. It's just been very, very interesting. Now, I have to say, for the horses, the best gifts I've seen are the homemade horse treats. Mm-hmm. And they got little peppermints on top. They look almost like brownies. They look almost good enough for me to eat. They got peppermints on top. I love those. I think those are fantastic for the horses, those little homemade horse treats. Mm-hmm. And I think there's plenty of recipes online. You can go and make your own horse treats for your own horses or for your friends' horses. I think those are really special. I've got interesting prints and paintings that haven't made it up on my walls.
I need to ask you. Yeah, you talked about the ornaments. Like, the only thing that came to mind was for somebody to hand you just like a big pile of Play-Doh and be like, "Oh, this is the large intestine of an equine." It's like, what kind of ornaments?
Well, you know, there were veterinarian ornaments made out of Play-Doh or clay. It's funny that you mentioned that. But I don't know. They must have did it themselves at home.
Okay, gotcha. Yes.
Creativity is great, and I'm glad people have creative minds and such, but they were...
I'm guessing anatomy came into play with those.
Yeah. they were... It, it, only who you got it from, and they said what it was, and they handed it to you, would you know what it was? I guess is what that's.
This is the most speechless she has ever been in a year on this show.
I know. Like, I'm imagining somebody handing her a print or a photo of her. This is what I took. I took a picture of you cleaning my horse's teeth, and I blew it up into like 8x10.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
I find that usually a bottle of wine puts a smile on my veterinarian's face for Christmas.
I think that would be put a big smile on my face. So if any of my clients are listening, skip the ornament and go to the bottle of wine. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been interesting. That's all I can say is it's been interesting. So.
Actually, my farrier's coming out. Do I owe him a Christmas present?
Depends on how much you love your farrier.
Oh, man. Ooh. I think I do. Shoot.
There's a throwdown.
Yeah.
I have to tell you.
I think that they break their back every 6 weeks or every 4 weeks or every 8 weeks, whatever your schedule is for us horse people.
He's a miracle worker, so maybe I need to stop at the store.
I'd like to tell you, I did get my vet and my farrier both a Christmas gift this year. I got my vet a gift certificate to her favorite restaurant, and and then I got my farrier because it just seems like she's, you know, especially where you are, you cannot go wrong with like a really high quality throw blanket. Because you think they get home and they're being cold all day and they get outside and then you want to snuggle up with a big blanket. So that is a great gift for a farrier, I thought.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Okay.
For mine.
Good. Those are good. Yeah. Usable. Very
and
usable.
And they do. They freeze here. The vets and the farriers out in 20-degree weather putting shoes on or treating horses. They look like they're about to go on an expedition in their Patagonia and their car.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I bet. Yep. I bet.
Yeah. So.
Well, great. Well, it's been awesome having you guys talk a little bit of Christmas. And if we learn nothing, we learned just buy your vet booze. That's all they need.
Well, you know, dinner's out because we probably don't get very many dinners out. And those are always nice. So, you know, the gift card idea is a good idea because then we can just not have to make a meal and stop in and have a real meal with their family.
A real hot meal with your family. It's crazy. Well, thanks both you guys. We really want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And thank you, Dr. Jones, for being on, you know, pretty much every single week for well over a year. And Michelle taking over for Christy. We really appreciate you guys being here and want to wish you both a very Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you for having me.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Stay warm.
Bye.
Well, that was Dr. Jones, Florida Equine, and of course, Michelle of thehorse.com. That was Michelle from Florida, that was Dr. Jones from Florida Equine and Michelle from thehorse.com. And they were on a couple of years ago. That was back in December of 2011, Jamie. So that was right after Michelle had just started with us when she took over for thehorse.com. Well, Jamie, now you're back. Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, somebody muted me. I didn't even know it. But no, that'll get you in the holiday spirit here and everybody wish each other Merry Christmas. And all that's really sweet. And it's December 4th already.
I know.
Holy cow.
I know. It's like 21 days. 21 days and counting. And that means I have 20 days till I start shopping. So.
20 days to do nothing, and then
right.
One day to shop.
That's right. I got it.
Way to plan.
Yep, that's how I do it. That's how I roll. Well, let's talk a little. Let's do a movie review. We both, Jennifer and I, and you and Chad, went to see The Hunger Games. And, of course, we had a special interest in this particular Hunger Games, Catching Fire, because we sort of knew somebody that was in it. And, of course, Dr. Wendy Ying drove one of the chariots in that chariot scene that you saw there. Now, we couldn't see her.
Couldn't see her, though.
No.
She was hiding underneath the chariot. And it totally took me out of that moment, by the way, because I was trying to see where she was hidden underneath it. And so it kind of took me out of the moment knowing that she was probably on her knees up underneath the front of the chariot. But it was such a cool scene when the horses are driven with no drivers. It's really cool.
Well, she did say that that we're going to talk more about it on the driving show this week. She's getting a couple of the other drivers on, and they're going to talk about the movie and what it was like to make it. But she did say that she couldn't see very well because they only had a slit out of the front of the chariot, and it basically we're seeing the bottoms of the Frisian's legs, and she said so that she said that Katniss and Peeta were actually telling her when it was time. Remember, they broke off from the center line and they all came and got in that semicircle in front of the president guy. It was time to break off and actually get into line, she said it was Katniss and Peeta were whispering to her where to go because she couldn't see. So she was getting directions from them on how to do that, and I saw pictures of the place where they actually did the filming of that scene, and it didn't look anything like that Colosseum in the movie.
I would imagine not. No, that was a lot of CGI.
What'd you think of the movie? What'd you think? Now you had seen the first Hunger Games, right?
I'd seen the first one, and I saw the first one before I read the books. And the moment I saw the first one, I realized I could not wait until the movies came out. I had to find out who Jennifer was going to be with. Was it Team Peeta or was it Team Gale? You know, because I had to know where the romance was going, and I'm a girl, and we want to know that kind of stuff. So I had read the second book, and I thought they did such a fantastic job with the movie. It's such a, you know, basically the book is written from inside Katniss's head, what she sees and what's going on. And so to kind of step outside and look down on what is actually happening to her was very, very cool. And all the people I thought that they cast in all the supporting roles were very, very good. I did think Finnick wasn't going to be good looking enough, but turned out he was okay in the end because he's supposed to be this kind of sex god. And they kind of briefly went through his... He was more of a developed character pre the Hunger Games in the book. So
yes.
I don't know if they kind of had to skip through a lot of it. But I thought he did a fantastic job. I thought that Gale... that's Thor's brother in real life. Like, seriously, he's so hot. And then Peeta is kind of small and scrawny, but he's the baker's son, and that's kind of the neighborhood boy, you know? And I thought that Katniss Everdeen, Jennifer Lawrence, is just absolutely amazing. And
who's the guy that plays the president?
Is Effie.
The guy that plays the president.
That's Donald Sutherland.
That's right. He is too good in that role. It's like he's so
that's
good
Kiefer
in it.
Kiefer Sutherland's dad. Did you know that?
What's that?
That's Kiefer Sutherland's dad.
Oh, okay. I don't think I ever put two and two together.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's amazing. And he's been in Pride and Prejudice, one of my favorite movies ever. And he plays such a different role in Pride and Prejudice, being the father figure in that movie. And to see him as this role, he is so scary good in this one, isn't he?
Yeah, he is good. And I will say that I think both of us enjoyed this movie better than we did the first one. I think they did it was a little more mature than the first one. And, you know, you're right. I mean, obviously in the book, there's always more that's covered in the movie. But for a movie adaptation of a book, they are doing an excellent job, I think, following the books here. They're not really veering away from what the book does and what the book says. I think they're probably better than any other movie I've seen that are off of books like this. They do a terrific job. And this is 2.5 hour movie, but boy, it seems like it went by in about 20 minutes.
It really did. It went by really, really fast. And it's funny because the Hunger Games part was the second half, the leading up to it is the whole first half of the movie. So the actual quarter quell or whatever they call it was actually only kind of near the end. It could have been two movies almost. And that's what they're going to do with the third book. They're splitting it into two and they're making two movies out of the third book.
Yeah. And they should. I mean, you know what happens in the third book. That would be a lot really to cover in one movie. Now I will say that one of the negatives I heard from other people, and Jennifer has not read the books. Jennifer, did you find that you could follow the storyline? Because one of the negatives I heard from other people that was that if you hadn't read the book, it was kind of hard to follow the storyline, especially in the quarter quell. Did you? What were your thoughts on that?
Not much. There were a couple spots, probably two or three little spots where there were minor details that I had to whisper under your shoulder, who's this or why did that happen? But for the most part, I didn't find it difficult to follow, no.
Okay. All right, good. Well, that's what I...
Good, because it's funny you say that, Glenn, because Chad hasn't read the books, and half the time I'm like, okay, this, they're going on a tour, it's the Victor's tour, and they're going to go to every district. Chad's like, I get it. You know, I was just they didn't explain that as well as they did. And I thought maybe they would have skipped over it. So I'm glad to know that I really didn't need to explain as much as I felt like I did.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, Jennifer did ask me a couple of questions and I went, oh, yeah, that would be kind of hard to, you know, get what's going on there. But I, for the most part, I thought they did a terrific job. Now, if they had tried to do the last book in one movie that's coming up, the next movie, the fact that they're doing two, I think, will help. If they had tried to do that in one movie, all the things they accomplished in that book, I think you would lose. If you hadn't read the book, I think you would lose your place. So,
yeah.
I'm kind of glad. And, of course, they're going
to... Much like Harry Potter, you have to split it up a little bit to kind of get all the details. But it is very Harry Potter-esque where it's a kind of a created world, and they're painting a picture that was already painted for you. So they really do have to stick close to the book, I think, to make it make sense, because it's so well explained in the book. And I just thought it was just a fantastic job. And Jennifer Lawrence, that in the end, Glenn, when they're focused on her face and how she can display so much emotion with just looking at her eyes, I just thought, man, she's the perfect person to play Katniss.
And in the last scene, you mean? We won't give anything away, yeah. But the very last scene? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I agree. And of course, let's not forget that this movie now in the last 3 weeks has made $1 billion. Just a ton of money. So they'll definitely be the next. They've already started filming the third one. That's already come out. They've started filming.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is they filmed them, what they said, in Hawaii, obviously the Hunger Games part, and then the other part of the filming was in Atlanta in Georgia. So I'm curious to know where they filmed these places in Georgia, because I guess a lot of the people that I know from back home, of course, Georgia being where I'm from, have said that they've seen these people around filming in different various spots, and it's almost unrecognizable because it's so CGI in the background and everything. But it is interesting to think about how these are real places in our country, you know, and they've created these whole new worlds for all of it. It's just really cool.
Now, can I bitch about something, just a minor bitch, and this has nothing to do with the actual movie itself, but how many frickin' previews can you put in front of a movie nowadays? Good God, it seems to be 30 of them now. And it just goes on and on and on, another preview, and it's like, and now they're putting actual movie previews before the official movie previews. So you got previews before the previews of the previews. I was like, oh, man.
Well, you just have to know that it's like, say your movie starts at, 7:30, it actually doesn't start till about 7:50. You're going to have about 20 minutes. But I, because I don't watch a lot of TV and commercials and stuff, I love the previews because it lets me know what's coming out, but I rarely go to movies. So I kind of feel like I'll watch the movies there. I like previews, but you're right. You've got plenty of time to get your peanuts and your popcorn and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's not a problem at all. But I will tell you, we've come a long way in modern movie theaters from the seats we used to have. I'll take these seats any day. I'm not complaining about the seats in the modern movie theaters. I can actually fit my legs and recline. And the days of the old seats, I don't miss them at all. Good movie. I highly recommend it. I would give it, but I'm biased. I love the Hunger Games books. I'm going to give it a full 6 flakes out of 6 flakes, a full bale.
Well, I agree. I mean, and it's not even over yet, so it's hard to even give it a grade because there's more to come, and I think it's very exciting. Now, I did hear Frozen was amazing.
Oh, really?
As far as kids' movies go. Yeah, I heard it was awesome and hilarious, and I really still need to go see Thor. I really want to go see The Hobbit. There's so many movies, and I just,
You have a kid.
I have a kid.
Well, maybe
can you
you're,
take a baby into like a maybe a 10 o'clock movie at 10 a.m.?
Maybe mom-in-law will babysit for you this week. The one I did hear this, and Michael Eisner, the past president of Disney, tweeted yesterday about this. The Frozen is apparently a good movie, but apparently even better than that is the horse short, the Mickey Mouse horse short. What's it called, Jennifer? Do you know the official name of it?
I'm sorry, I don't.
I need to buy a horse or something. But there's a short in front of that movie about Mickey Mouse and a horse. And Michael Eisner said it's the best Disney movie to happen in the last 30 years, that short. People are loving the short. Get a Horse, it's called. Yes. And I can't wait to see. I just want to go see that movie just to see the short in the beginning. It's called Get a Horse.
We'll have to go see it. That, and I really want to go see Anchorman 2. Stay classy, San Diego.
I figured you'd want to see that one.
Yeah.
I did figure you'd want to see that one. Let me see if there's anything else we need to cover here before we end. Oh, I just have one other thing we can cover real quick, and that is the most searched for items on Black Friday, according to Google. These are items that people were looking to buy. Give you a rundown here real quick. The most searched for clothing item.
Can I say something about Black Friday real quick? I don't get what you're buying. What are these? I'm excited to hear this list because what the hell are people beating down the doors of Walmart
TV
for?
Sets,
I mean, my God, the prices are always so cheap anyway. Do you know
the one thing at Walmart that was the top seller on Good Friday was not TV sets or tablets or laptops? It was a set of towels they were selling for like a dollar something. And that turned out to be the thing they sold the most of.
Towels?
Yes.
People sit in line and beat each other up for towels?
Towels.
That's ridiculous.
Well, these are the top 10 things they were searching for on Google. Video game consoles. Well, there's some new ones out, so Xbox One and stuff. Tablets. Everybody's looking to buy tablets right now. Minecraft Legos. Now, apparently Legos are real big again. So,
you know, all of my nephews wanted Legos for Christmas. Every single one of them. And tablets, does tablets include iPad and stuff?
Yeah, that's what that includes. Yep.
Okay.
And then, so Legos are huge again. Man, Legos were in when we were kids. Then the top clothing item search for, believe it or not, still was UGG boots.
Oh, very comfortable boots. No, can't afford the name brand, but get generic. It's good.
And we're finally in style, Jamie, because headphones, you know, stylists, Dr. Dre headphones and all the rappers have their own headphones and, you know, all these cool $200 headphones are in. So for once, we're back in style because we have to wear them all the time. Six Fitbit, that's a little thing you wrap around the thing to see how much you exercise, which is not something I have to worry about.
Hold on. That Fitbit thing, apparently it's like a wristwatch thing, mm-hmm. and it tracks your calories and your how much you move. I have heard from people they've lost 25 to 35 pounds just by wearing that watch.
Do you want me to get it for you for Christmas? I'll send you one. Don't bother sending me one because I'd just be depressed. Okay. Yeah. At how much movement there was not. So that would be depressing. Yeah.
Sad.
North Face, of course, something clothing. Rainbow Loom. I have no idea even what that is. Barbie Dream House. Barbie's still on the list. And then Nike Air Jordan Retro Sneakers are at the top 10 of the list. And Jennifer's going to tell us right now what is coming up because we have really bad ads back on Friday. We missed it.
Coming back this Friday. Woohoo! On this week's prize table from left to right, a gift back from Dr. Rose's Remedies. I discovered yet another use for Dr. Rose's Remedies over the weekend. It's fantastic for razor burn. That's on people, even though it's not labeled that way. Get the spray. It's awesome. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment and salve are 100% all natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, and make great stocking stuffers. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for scratches, cuts, and abrasions on your horse, dog, cat, or human, even though it's not labeled that way. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com.
And on the other side of the table, a Horses in the Morning prize closet special featuring a Horse Radio Network combination mug and pen holder and a tin of Ghirardelli drinking chocolate.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Send your ads in to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. Put really bad ads in the subject line. Copy the entire ad from Craigslist. Paste it in the email. Don't
Can't say that enough, folks. Can't say it enough.
Yeah, she had about 20 last week that we couldn't use because they just sent links and they were dead by the time we went to use them. So definitely copy the whole ad, pictures, everything, and paste it in email and send it along. That's the one and only way that you can be guaranteed that your ad will show up. So do that, get them in, and you have until Thursday evening to send them over to us. We'll be back here Friday morning to do that. We have a special recorded day for you tomorrow. And then, Jamie, you're here on Friday, right?
I will be here on Friday. Hopefully I'll sound a little bit better and actually be able to breathe.
Hey, you made it through the whole show without coughing. I'm impressed. You did good.
I've coughed 100 times. I just turned my microphone off when I did it.
Well, you did really well. I missed a couple on Monday. So you did better than me. That's it, everybody. We'll see you. Thank you, Jamie.
All right, everybody. Bang, neuter, and yell. Take some Zycam or Airborne or whatever. It's going around. Everybody's getting sick.